Blog Talk Radio.
Go crazy. Hold up. Wait. Stop. Stop. Go crazy. Hold up. Hold up. Wait. Stop. Now go crazy. Hell back.
Hell back.
Not no more.
Not no more.
Came back.
Came back.
Settle score.
Settle score.
Me be you.
Me be you.
101.
101.
Ain't no stopping.
Ain't no stopping.
What's begun?
What's begun?
Foundation. Hard work. Determination. Demonstrated. Brick laid. Long nights. Overstayed. Never played. Insane. Don't justify. I just wanna make the song cry. Let it speak. Loud and clear. No pain. No fear. Ambitious. Sound vision. Cooked in the lab. My words missing. Vocal tracks don't overload. Just how I seen it unfold. Not twisted. Not tangled. I'll leave your mangled. Unrecognizable. Bird box. No blindfold. Bust back. Doom, doom, doom. Solid, not see-through. You have no idea of what I just might do. Capsize your boat. Burn down your hotel. Give all I got. Send you to hell. Hold up.
Hold up.
Hold up. Wait. Stop. Now go crazy. Hold up.
Hold up.
Wait. Stop. Now go crazy. Hold up.
Hold up.
Wait. Stop. Now go crazy. Hold up.
Hold up.
This episode of The Real Spill Show is brought to you by Shania's Food Truck, Nikki's Dollar Jewelry and More, Chandler & Company, The Pop-Up Shop at Arden Mall, Results Transformation Center, Rags Rolling Paper, J-Spot Kitchen, Sticky Fields, and It's My Hair Salon. To become a sponsor, email us at olhent@gmail.com. Thank you.
Yeah, it's The Real Spill Show. I'm your host, B-I-G O-Meezy, Big O-Meezy, the great communicator, on another edition of Talk Back Tuesday. Man, oh, man, oh, man, I hope y'all having a great start to your week. I hope your weekend was blessed and highly favored, man. I hope ain't nobody out there all stressed and shit. I know it's a fucked up world right now. I know we was all expecting Donald Trump's ass to be arrested, but his ass is still free, or they would, some more of that fake news, man. They get you all excited and incited thinking something is going to happen, then all of a sudden nothing. Nothing, just a big ass letdown. But you know, I never really put no stake into it until I really just see the man just in handcuffs, you know what I'm saying, getting walked into a car or a paddy wagon or something, man. I never forget what these, you know, I never believe what these folks say, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm just conditioned like that at this point, you know what I'm saying? But you know, as the great Stephen A. Smith would say, I digress. The weather today in Sacramento was pretty much, you know, like it's been all week and shit like that, man. It's raining, and then it start hailing, and then it stop, and then it get windy and shit, like as if it's some type of monsoon, and then it just stop, and then it's so bipolar that the sun just pop up out of nowhere and shit like that. And then me and my wife, we go in the backyard and go get some sun rays and shit, and then a cloud come through, and then it cover the sun, and then rain, talk about how God is being mean to us and shit. But, you know, it's just, you know, but I digress. I might be feeling some type of way because today is my daughter's birthday. Ayana Keelan Helton, my firstborn, 32100. And for the first time, we are not with our child. Our child is, you know, she's following, you know, pursuing her dreams, you know what I'm saying, out in, you know, Southern Cal. Her and my other daughter, Asia, you know, who is also a Aries. A shout out to all the Aries out there. It is definitely Aries season. My birthday is April 10th. So I'm going to be one of them motherfuckers out there with my Cash App. You know, fuck that. This one time I'm really finna just, you know, buy me a drink. How about that? Buy me a drink. I'm going to give you my Cash App. But it's not about me. It's my daughter's birthday. And then, you know, in tradition, you know, me and my wife was talking about this. Usually on her birthday, you know, when they were young, all my kids were younger, you know, because I was on the road so much and I would miss so many things. My whole thing is when I get back and I got that bag, I'm going to make sure I take you to Toys R Us. You're going to be able to just walk in Toys R Us and just get whatever you want. That was my treat to them, you know, for missing. And I didn't always miss, but being on the road, you know, most of my life, you know, I missed a lot of things. And I'm glad that I got Chris Calico on today. If you don't know Chris Calico is a very talented brother, formerly of Strange Music. If y'all don't know that, the band can rap, sing, write, all this. He got his own label now called Ear House, Wet House, Ear House, Ear House Music. He's doing his own thing, got his own records, got his own tours, got everything lined up. So we're going to talk about that. He's a big proponent to talk about anxiety and talking about, you know, mental health. You know, he was talking about this in his music way before, you know, it even became popular for people to be talking about mental health. You know, it's like, we're going to get off into it. We got some new music from him. You know what I'm saying? He sent us some new records. It's going to be a jam-packed show. It's going to be big. But, you know, let's go back to my daughter. In lieu of my daughter, hold on, forget it. I got my homie Birdo here, the sports guy, you know what I'm saying? He's on, and he been on me about us not talking sports. So guaranteed, after this song, you know, dedicated to my daughter, we're going to get into it. I also got my homie GB on the line. I also got GB, the OG, you know, we're going to be talking, you know, some heavy stuff, just about some little issues. DJ Mad Sticks is on the line, too. He has another mix. Last week, the live stream got cut off for some reason, so I wasn't able to, the artist that's on the mix, I wasn't able to get them out there. And I want to make sure that if they listen and they tuned in, artists, and you get your music to our DJs, you know, we never know if it's going to be the same DJ or if it's going to be a new DJ. It's basically just going to be how I'm feeling. So we've had DJ Johnny Bang. That's the homie. He came on for a couple. I got DJ Mastix. This is his third time, but because he got shorted, I feel like he got shorted. I'm going to make sure that in the first hour we get the we're going to try. We're going to try to get the mix in. So without further ado, I want to dedicate this song to my daughter, Ayana Keelan Helton. It's her birthday today. I love you so much. We miss you so much. This is a song we did a couple of years ago. I did a couple of songs with my daughter. This is Normalized Love, Real Spill Show. Oh boy.
An emotion that comes straight from the heart. Approach it the wrong way and it'll tear you apart. Some are really successful, they last for so many years. Others end very quickly, there's no more laughs, only tears. Not to mention the tension to be a fly on the wall. In the pandemic quarantine, no one was present but y'all. That's when the going got rough, you couldn't see through the fog. The only way to vent was like a walk or a jog. But God, don't make no mistake, it could be better or worse. When you operate on faith, you know the truth, but it hurts. Big O be making it plain, I ain't gonna tell you no lie. We need to normalize love, come on, let's give it a try. In the days we used to kick it, barely breaking a stride. Had to make a real connection for that sweet cherry pie. Now everything is entangled, there's no more shock and no awe. It's out there free on display, tell me I'm lying, I'm not. Drop it, pop it, and lock it, we do it all for the gram. You make a living arguing, go back and forth with your man. So now the issue is trust, and that's one hell of a word. Let's go off the grid a week, I know that's highly absurd. But what's required to make it, fix it before it gets lost? Well, letters easy to say, we must protect at all costs. Remember how you used to fit, just like a hand to a glove. When push comes to shove, we need to normalize love. Embrace 6 feet separated and I can't see your face. Mean mugs and stares, feel like nobody cares. So to get it back together, let's pull back a few layers.
The L symbolizes all the love that was lost. The O is optimism, find a win in a loss. The V is victory, the way we weather the storm. And the E for everybody to get back to the norm. Not the arguing, fussing, cussing, and causing dismay. More uplifting and living, laughing, it's better that way. Family forgiveness forever and ever, pray for the day. Let's create an existence where it's easy to stay.
Hey, yo, what's good? It's your guy, B.I.G. O'Meezy. Big O'Meezy, the great communicator. Sick with it, Lieutenant. Sick with it, Deputy. The whole thing, man. And you're listening to The Real Spill Show. And did you know we available right now to subscribe on Apple Podcasts? Man, do yourself a favor, man. Do us a favor. Go ahead and subscribe. Appreciate it.
Yo, what's up? What's up? It's your boy, Marley Marl. We back at it. I'm with my man. It's my day one, B. O'Meezy. We're on a Real Spill Show. Let's rock.
Every fucking hour. It's all about the day. Matt Lauer.
They think I'm about to slow down, I pick up speed. The streets is bananas. They're packing bananas, that's why the popo got body cameras. Our granddads and grandmas, be reading the Bible and praying like man.
All I know is a lie.
About to go down, take her to my home. You ain't gotta tell nobody cause you grown. Still from the Bay and I'm still putting on. You ain't never heard nobody say they put me on. Did it by myself, had to get it on my own too. Move like a boss, I'ma move how I want to. It's me, Molly Mall, Uncle Earl and Omizi. Got a couple bottles of some girls getting freaky. And you know it's top floor Vegas, real Bay Area players. Get a little money and people saying you made it. Every day I'm stunting, you see me dipping the latest. Get your little lady, she texting, calling me baby.
All I know,
I'm Sam, and I've been trying to lose weight for most of my adult life. With Results Transformation Center 6-Week Challenge, I got the coaching I needed, great workouts, and super easy nutrition plan, and the right tools to make sure I keep the weight off and live a healthier lifestyle.
Results Transformation Center's proven weight loss program is even more affordable. Right now, lose 20 pounds during their 6-week challenge for only $50 a week. Lose 20 pounds and they'll give you your money back. What do you have to lose? Visit results20.com for details.
Shout out our new sponsor. Shout out our new sponsor, Results Fitness, the Transformation Center. West Sac is the hub. Shout out my boy Spanky. You know what I'm talking about, Mr. Weaver, Coach Weaver, you smell me. You hear that, Birdo? Nice professional ad right there. You hear me, dog?
Absolutely.
You know, we're trying to step it up on the show, man. Hey, shout out Molly Maul. You hear that? My dog, he's out, you know what I'm saying? He had to do a couple of years, man, and you know, now he's flying straight. He out for redemption. He back to work. He ready to get at it. You know, when you get locked up, you know, and you do your time, man. You repented, man. You get back on the street and you go for what you know. You know what I'm saying? So he made sure he called me because you know I've been knowing him. You know, we go back like car seats, and you know, we chopped it up, and he ready to get at it. He responsible for that song that you heard, All I Know. He basically flew me out to Vegas. And I think he was out with Bieber or something like that, and he was like, I have somebody pick you up into the house, Vegas. You know, I'm out there just, okay, bet, working on a new record, you know what I'm saying? And next thing you know, I see a white Maybach pull up, and, you know, I'm like, oh, shit, you know, I hop in the back, you know, if you've seen a Maybach, you know, it's lav, you know what I mean, it's reclined and all that like that, you know what I mean, playing videos on the screen and shit, and it take me to the crib, you know, I hop, you know, I'm a big-ass house and all the shit, cheetahs and shit, I forgot I had all kind of cheetahs and animals and monkeys and shit running around the house and shit, I was scared to death, I ain't gonna lie, big-ass tigers and shit was running by me and shit. I'm over here trying to watch, you know, I'm watching TV trying to figure, it's like 17 remotes and shit. I'm trying to turn on some type of sports or something, you know what I mean? This man comes, I think I get in, Berto, at like 8 o'clock, bro, at like 8, bro, like 8 or something like that. He got in at like 1 o'clock in the morning. He got in like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Did you
bring
the TV out?
Nah, I never did. It's 17 remotes, bro. And I was looking around for the little animals that he, you know, because I want to tell you. So I'm gonna tell y'all, my listeners. We had to get some food for his animals, right? So we hop in the whip and we drive. You know, he in Vegas, so it's a lot of open land and shit like that. So we go up to the, you know, he got these BB guns and shit. We go out there and what he does is he shoots the critters and shit, and then brings them like rabbits and shit. He's shooting rabbits and bring them back for his wolves to eat because he had like 7 wolves and shit. Some of the illest shit I've ever seen. You know,
damn, he was out there hunting them easy?
No, I don't have it in my heart to shoot no animal with no BB gun so they can feed it to wolves, but I was witness to the thing. You know, it's not in me. I don't have – yeah, I'm just keeping it a buck. I just don't have it in me to go in the backyard at 1, 2 in the morning and shoot rabbits and then feed them to the wolves. But shout out to people who like to do that type of thing.
That's just nature, man. That's just nature.
But look, man, the shit, the Kings is playing the Boston Celtics since 1917. You know, we at home. I mean, Berto, the sports guy, we number three. How we looking? Oh, by the way, 563-999-3678. If you want to call in right now, if you 563-999-3678. You want to call in? So yeah, man, we looking good. What's your take on it?
We're looking good. You know, we got Keegan Murray coming in on that rookie 3-point record. Huter's out today. He was, you know, confirmed out earlier. But I like our chances. But you got that tandem in Boston with Tatum and Brown, and, you know, you got the dinosaur over there, Al Horford, who seems to be consistent. You know, as long as we keep grinding the way, hopefully we're able to pass up the Grizzlies in the 2 spot. They're only a game ahead of us. And then we got the Nuggets that are the 1 seed. So, you know, right after Boston, we got the Suns coming in. So how do you like our chances there?
I mean, it's a nice test. Both of them, this is going to be a nice little test. You know, especially the eye test, for everybody who's sick of hearing us talk about lighting the beam, you know, and, you know, we got the song we playing it on our show, Light the Beam, 95 mil, and, you know, everybody talk about you think we can make it to the finals? I think we got a shot, and they already, you know, they already on that page. So, you know, the Stephen A. Smiths of the world and, you know, people like that, like, they're not going to really just give us our just us due until we run through a team like the Suns and, like, at full strength, the Suns at full strength. Even now, but either way, but with the Suns at full strength or Boston or Giannis Antetokounmpo and them, the Clippers, you know, that's right. Denver, like, you know, it's a bunch of teams. We just got beat by the Jazz. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So, and who is they number one guy? I don't even know. Who is the Jazz's number one guy?
Man, I forget. Rudy Gobert,
exactly.
I think he's...
I think he's that's my point, bro. So that's what I'm saying. When you lose certain games like that, you know, it gives you, like Stephen A. would say, it gives you cause to pause. But, you know, like I said, if we can get past the big games like this one, you know, against Boston, if we can get, people who they expect to be in the NBA Finals, on the, you know, representing the Eastern Conference, and we can, you know, and we can, you know, not just win by like late heroics, you know, like a three, like, you know, a late three or something like that. I'm talking about like by like 10 points, you know what I mean? And really just make a mark. You feel me? If we could do it like that, then I think we have a good chance coming in. Cause there's only a few games left until the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? So, and we don't have a huge margin for error right now.
No, we don't. And, you know, that's why we got to take it just one game at a time. We can't be thinking finals and all that, you know. Of course, we're getting to the playoffs, but, you know, one game, one round at a time, and hopefully we come out in front. You know, you got guys like Dylan the Villain, they call him, right over there, getting too many technicals, about to be suspended. Was over there talking mess. Kyrie put it on him last night. And then on the flip side, you got Ja Morant. You know, and I bring them up because they're the team right in front of us by the game. And, you know, Morant's supposed to come back, supposedly dealing with the stress still and whatnot. So what's your thoughts there on them?
I think the worst thing you could do is put a battery in the back of Ja Morant and the rest of them dudes, even though that Dylan, they got suspended because he got a technical foul. But, you know, I think they hungry. They done beat the Warriors a couple of times convincingly. You know what I mean? They're not afraid. It's like when you've been getting bullied all this time and then you finally decide to punch the bully in the mouth or pick him up, slam on his head. It's like then you get that confidence. You can walk with your chest out. So being that they've been going back and forth and they beat the Warriors twice, I think that, and they got Ja Morant coming back with something to prove, I think they're going to come back with a vengeance. And I think, you know, we're just going to have to put up, you know, we have to put up the same type of resistance. We was talking all that ish. You know about how we don't care about whoever we play now when it start getting but Mike Brown is doing his thing. He gonna have us prepared. He gonna have us ready. You know, he battle tested, being that he was a former coach, you know, of the Warriors. I believe that he's gonna be able to come in and he's gonna be able to do his thing. He's gonna be able to temper our soldiers, you know, and I think, you know, we're gonna hold our own. How about that? We're not gonna project ourselves too far. I don't want nobody doing like how maybe with the 49ers, we might be like, yeah, we're going to the Super Bowl because it's looking like that. But, you know, like I said not too long ago, we just happy to be in the conversation, to be talked about, to be relevant. You know what I mean? On all the shows, you got to put some respect on the Sacramento Kings names, and it is what it is. So the rest is up to us. We, you know what I mean? The rest is not us. Is, you know, I don't play. You know, I'm just saying, I'm just a spectator. But the rest is up to the Kings. It, you know, how bad do you want it? You know what I'm saying? How far you want to get? And tonight, like I said, against the Boston Celtics is going to be an excellent test for us to figure out are we ready for that next step? Are we ready for the playoffs?
Yeah, are we ready to compete against those big teams? But before we continue, you know, once again, shout out to your daughter, Ayana. Happy birthday. Stay blessed. Hopefully everything goes well for you out there in Southern Cali. Molly Mall, man, we glad you back home. We go back so long ago, it's ridiculous. But, you know, for our baseball fans right now, it's 3-2 Japan leading USA in the World Baseball Classic Final. This game has been like a chess match. You know, you got USA's over there used five pitchers already. I'm sorry, they're on their sixth pitcher now with Devin Williams coming in. And then you have Japan who had just put Yu Darvish in, who was their sixth pitcher. And, you know, for the people that don't follow, this is some great competition. You know, all these different countries participating in a world event, and you see this huge support. I don't know if you had a chance to follow along, but, man, it's a great thing to watch, especially with USA having such a great showing. And, you know, it's bottom of the eighth inning with a 3-2 ball game. It's not over yet, so... You know, if you wanna call in and comment, 563-999-3678. We appreciate you joining us on The Real Spill. So, Meezy, you gotten to watch any of the World Baseball Classic?
I just feel like after the World Cup and how they got us all excited and shit like that, just to get beat. I feel like we don't, you know, we got enough pressure on us right now. We trying to stay focused on whatever we focused on. You know what I mean? If they do good in the event, how many more rounds do we have? And is this the beginning stages, or is this still like, or like, how is that working?
No, tonight, right now, the game is 3-2 in the final of the World Baseball Classic.
Oh,
one more round. Yes, sir.
Oh, so basically we in the final, and this is and we up, or how are we looking score wise?
Down 3-2.
In the
bottom of the eighth inning. So they got, you know, one more at bat, but Japan's bringing in another monster in Shohei Ohtani, you know. So, man, it's definitely not getting any easier, but it ain't over yet. The fat lady may be warming up, but she ain't singing yet, you know. So
there's
still hope for the U.S.
Like,
fans.
I feel like if we get any type of win for us, any type of good news, you know, that'd be good. That'd be good. It's not too much stuff to get excited about. You know what I mean? In this day and age, you know, like I was saying, we was waiting for Trump to get arrested, but that was fugazi. Maybe they're gonna do it tomorrow. Maybe it was the throw off method because everybody was like what they was gonna do if he got arrested. Which I'm sure, you know, there's some people out there that might do something if he was to get arrested. I don't know, but I'm just saying, ain't no telling. But I think they wanted to be prepared. I think it was a dry run just so they could be prepared to and do it like on the spur of the moment when people ain't ready and shit like that.
Yeah, but you know, who knows? Like you said, depending on his followers, the following doesn't seem as big as it was before. But you know, still a Trump movement or Trump supporters whatnot out there for sure. But we'll see what happens. You know, these guys become cynical and start doing crazy things. So we'll see. Hopefully nothing too much turns out of it and, you know, he goes easily, but it just shows that this guy finds ways to stay relevant. You know, he stays breaking news per se.
I'm over it. Like my wife would say, I'm over it. Matt Sticks, what's up with you, brother?
What's good with you, man?
Wake up.
I'm
what's popping, my guy?
I'm sitting here playing Madden.
How was your weekend, brother?
Man, I had a stomach flu all weekend, so it wasn't even a good weekend this weekend. The whole house was sick this week.
Stomach flu?
Yeah,
no
the
way.
Whole house was sick. Man, from the baby on
who
down.
Made
all left. Now,
who
we
made
don't, nobody ate. Nobody ate the same thing. That was the thing. Nobody.
It wasn't
ate
nothing,
the same
it wasn't
thing,
nothing
so.
From your establishment, was it?
Nah, no. Nope.
It wasn't nothing from the Joes, was it?
No, nothing from the Joes.
Salmonella at Trader Joe's, man.
nah. We We keep it clean.
Okay.
Yep.
Who all you got on the mix? I listened to the mix earlier. This shit is nice. It's like it's like eclectic, like different sounds. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. So this one they got you got Tip Vicious here out of Sacramento. You got Kingdom on there. You got Matthew Ballin, and then you got yourself on there. You know, to close it out.
Oh, you put on me. That's right. You did. Oh, you put Matthew Ballin on there. Oh, that's tight. Shout out Matthew Ballin if he on there listening. Who else you said?
You got Kingdom. You got Tip
Kingdom.
Vicious.
I felt like that was Kingdom on that first track, huh?
Yeah, the second one.
He was talking about L.A.?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I figured that was him. Tight. And then who else on there?
Then you got Tip from Sac.
Yeah.
Tip Vicious. Tip. So, yeah.
Oh,
he
okay,
on there.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, well, shit, we gonna get off
of
that. I want to make sure.
Rocking with, so.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's what it's for, man. That's why I want to make sure we keep reiterating that. That's the reason why we had this platform is we want to be able to get our people, you know, get them heard and get their music heard and shit like that. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's a major part of everything we do. So, yeah, man, shout out you for coming back with a cool, you know, with a dope mix and shit like that. What you work any venues, any clubs this weekend coming up?
Nah, we ran so much last year. This year, I've just been, you know, trying to get focused back on family, man. I had, you know, lost sight of, you know, family, so I had to get back focused on that. You know, I'd like to the music overtake everything, and, you know, so, you know, I'm home more. I'm just, you know, I'm very selective on what I'm doing this year, and, you know, just, you know, if you ain't coming with the bag, then, you know, really, I'm not packing my gear up.
All right, That make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Well, shit, we're going to get off into it, man. Matter of fact, let's go ahead. Shit, since we talk about it, let's go ahead and get off into this mix. When we come back, we're coming back with our homie Chris Calico, man. You know what I'm talking about? It's the Real Spill Show. Hold on.
And the rest is going through the facts. Man, get the fuck out of here. I know what the fuck I'm talking about. I got ear for this shit. Real talk.
Man, I'm in demand. When I wake up, gotta do a little dance, cuz, man, I've been the man. Yeah, you see me, but it's feeling like they barely gave a clan. Man, you've been a fan. Ain't it funny how they acted like they never gave a damn? Well, man, this been the plan. When you see me on your TV, don't be okay, take a minute from the foreplay. Grand slam, knock this beat up out in Norway. Best played on a speaker in your hallway. Once you get the message, come and see me on a tour day. Least play, least paid, it's alright. These days, these dames, that's all night. Peace phase, we raise the ball, right? Tell me when you're feeling like you're higher than a small kite. So, that I is, I ain't got no kids. I call it Black Eyed Fist, still I'm a bow. Let me make this clear, I tell them sneak this in. She gonna pack that rear, I pay the cost. I'm gonna drink this beer, we don't waste no tears. We doing this for Ghetto Romeo, R.I.P. the homie though. Tippin' bobbin' taking off, we knocking down the place. It's something similar to dominoes. I'm taking back the show and I step up out that door and they ain't gon' say a thing. I turn my night from mud to golden. Man, I'm in demand. Every morning when I wake up, gotta do a little dance. Cause, man, I've been the man. Yeah, you see me, but it's feeling like they barely gave a glance. Man, you've been a fan. Ain't it funny how they acted like they never gave a damn? Well, man, this been the plan. When you see me on your TV, don't be acting like we're friends.
Don't be acting like we're friends.
Don't act like you're
don't be acting like we're friends.
Stop trying to
you're not
steal
my friend, man.
Please.
Yo, yo. They can't box me in. I blend genres, man. I dabble lots of them. It's punk walking then. I'm selling jobs again. I even rock the band. I got an arm from Sam without a stroke from Penn. Keep playing with them simps, boy. I've been popping niggas' ego since a jit, boy. Talking shit's about the only thing I'm good for. I turned it to a habit, now I'm doing it with good form. Dog, just a regular day. I fill a van up with gas and then I head to the bay. Don't need a candle or match for me to blow you away. And when the media asks, this is a quote I'ma say, yeah.
Man, I'm in demand. Every morning when I wake up, gotta do a little dance. Cause, man, I've been the man. Yeah, you see me, but it's feeling like they barely gave a glance. Man, you've been a fan. Ain't it funny how they acted like they never gave a damn? Well, man, it's been
been the plan. When you see me on your TV, don't be acting like we're friends.
I'm good, posted on the block or $1 million spot. Homie, I'm good, cruising in the drop, navigating on the yacht. Homie, I'm good,
I ain't tripping, 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 tripping. Homie, I'm good, you good, we good. I'm good, South Central Los Angeles, what's good? We good, still got a lot brewing westward. UCLA, much love SC. I hear them Crenshaw coolies like the growl on beat. I remember coming up a little G in these streets. Now the people call me master, new lessons to teach. Had to ride my own way, now my paper's steep. All my haters looking lost like sand the beach. I'ma kick it on the beach cause I like to chill. Tryna spend some family time swagged out in Brazil. Like Keshwa, standing on the hill. Arms wide open, so the love still real. Kick off. Put the candle on the grill, I'ma chill one time, ninja body gotta heal. I'm good, posted on the block or $1 million spot. Homie, I'm good, I'm good. Cruising in the drop, navigating on the yacht. Homie, I'm good. I ain't tripping, 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 tripping.
Homie, I'm good, I'm good. You good, we good. I'm good. Sacramento one time, west of we good, can we kick it one time, turn up. There's a party on the river, summer love, a perfect picture. Then just bustin' with water guns, I got to get her. Barbecues and bikinis feel like a perfect mixture. Just keys, believe me, we'll bring you closer quick. I'm here in the Roni, I swear I'll never leave you lonely. I'ma always be your homie, never faking like I'm phony. I'ma tell you when it's right, keep it real when it's wrong. I ain't worried about nothing, keep it G in the storm. Like keep it faith in God, we'll protect you from harm. Like ring the alarm, and my angels will swarm. West Coast, USA and beyond, I told baby we good. She fell asleep in my arms. I'm good, posted on the block or $1 million spot. Homie, I'm good, I'm good. Cruising in the drop, navigating on the yacht. Homie, I'm good.
I ain't tripping, 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 tripping. Homie, I'm good, homie, I'm good, I'm good, I'm good.
She wants to see, she can get the D. You could pop your C, contribute to society's devastation. Family is the remedy, the foundation. Making babies hella fun, raising children can be burdensome. Don't know how to be a husband, never witnessed one. What she said to me, we were disagreeing. At least I didn't hear her run. I'm learning as I'm growing, growing, awoken. By the birth of my first, got me off my mama couch. Motivated me to knock giants in my route. Out, ouch, what I say, coming out my comfort zone. Me, myself, and I, my imagination. Sacred genesis, dreams, aspiration. All I know to be at home. Mama's out hustling so we can have a home. I'm going back to Egypt, this place is unknown. I got two little blessings from two different women. And you wonder why I'm stressing. And you wonder why I'm stressing. Trying to blend a broken heart. I got two brothers, one sister. Can't say I love her like I should, cause the situation is a bit complex, so just listen. And please don't take the following, interpret it as dissing. Father hit the road cause he found another woman. Now he raising sis from a 1,000-mile distance. Saw her as a baby, then again at age 9. Haven't grown together and we haven't spent time. I know quite a few with a story like mine. It's a sad truth, but ain't no use in crying. It is what it is, Lord give me strength. Cause I know that baby girl do love her brothers to death. Maybe someday, story could be different. Maybe someday we can even make a difference. But for now, I'm keeping you in prayer. When the going gets tough, look to God, he's there.
I need you to match my vibe. Everybody put your hands up high. Match my vibe. You can do it if you really, really try. Match my vibe. Everybody put your hands up high. Match my vibe. You can do it if you really, really try. Put me in stereo. Kinda low, turn me up in the headphones. This beat incredible. 808 hitting hard, bro, let it go. Twist that loud. Last couple years lost but found. People come from everywhere. Say something, let them play it like you're in here. Match my vibe. Everybody put your hands up high. Match my vibe. You can do it if you really, really try.
Yo, what's good with it? It's the almighty EA Ski on the Real Spill Show with the homie, the Big Ol' Meezy.
make it to the next day. Already started day drinking with your best day. Down, up, shots in a cup for a bad, get up on your ass. Ooh, she in the front seat cutting up. You know how she give it up, she ain't about to cover up. With your people, you gon' spend up all your check if they let you. You out of acting extra, talking about it's your birthday. Let me show you how you do it on your mother birthday. Ay, it's your birthday. None of you can't see you on your worst day. Watch it bust it down.
Run them up, bad, run them down. Run them up, down. Run them up, bad, beat down.
It's 12 o'clock, it's about to be 21. At 1 o'clock, everybody gonna have to come off that bread. And she gonna be coming round the corner when she come on my bed. Now come on and jump, jump. That booty go down, down. The speakers are thumped up. She me right to the sound, sound. Ain't nothing like birthday sex when I put my present on top. Now I'ma tell you, it's my dick in the box. But she ain't got an A like a...
It's your birthday. Let me show you how you do it on your mother's birthday. Ay, it's your birthday. None of you can't see you on your worst day. Watch it buzz it down.
Ladies and gentlemen, with no further ado, make some motherfucking noise for my homeboy, the legendary, straight up out of KC Mo, Chris Calico.
Hey, 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 Kelly, baby.
Hey. Hey, what's up with my guy, man?
Oh, man, I'm just hanging, man. Just hanging, man. If I was in the, I think better I'd be you, man, you know?
Nah, I can't tell. I can't tell, man. I've been seeing you. I've been seeing you wiggling. For the most part, I usually catch, Saturday?
Say it on Saturday.
Say it on Saturday. It's very motivational. If y'all follow Chris Calico, make sure y'all go on his Instagram, go on his Facebook. Follow him. He always got motivational words. I tell people all the time, you was actually on, like, you know, with songs like Anxiety, like some of my favorite songs, like when we was on tour, you know, I made sure, you know, for your set, I was always in the audience, man, just watching the anxiety, especially that intro, the way that intro, man, that shit, that anxiety is bananas, and it just seems like that's what the world is in right now. It's a lot of anxiety in the world. You know what I'm saying? So I could pretty much see that your music, you know, when it's all said and done, when people really start going back and listening to your music, it's gonna show that you've been ahead of the curve on all these anxieties and things that, you know, not just us as artists, but us as people. You know, especially coming off the pandemic. You know, it's like, you know, everybody is going through a lot. You know what I mean? So that's why when I asked you, when I was like, man, make sure I get this song, because it was just like, it's a vibe, and I feel like this is what the world, like, even when I book people to come on the show, it's because I know that they in tune with what's happening, you know, in the world today. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's why I just want to commend you for that part. Just keeping that part going. You know what I mean? So what else been going on? Man, you know, man.
I I've been putting out music. You know, as you know, I separated from Tech N9ne and Strange Music in 2021, and I started a company called Earhouse, and it started out as a record label, and I was just going to put out my music through there. I wanted to be totally independent. You know, Strange Music is an independent label. But distributed by InGrooves, which is a Universal company. But it's still independent and just with distribution. And I wanted to be totally independent just as Chris Calico. So my wife and I, Crystal, we started a company called Earhouse. And now we put my music out through there, which I've dropped about 10 singles through there. And continuing to drop songs, man, totally independently. I also do my social media through there. I do also... motivational speaking. That's one of the reasons why you see me doing the Say It on Saturdays, because I do a thing called a speaking concert that's music and motivation in a concert. And I go out and I talk, and I do that at colleges and events and seminars and just all sorts of things. You know, I've been speaking, as a matter of fact, later this next month, I'm speaking at a medical school, like one of the biggest, one of the top medical schools in Missouri, which is called Kansas City University, which is, you know, it's a medical university here. And I'm going to speak to them, you know, which is my first time actually talking to the medical profession. So I'll be going out talking to them about mental health. That's typically what I specialize in when I speak. And that's because I've gone through mental health issues my whole life. A lot of us have. And a lot of times as black men, we don't go out and we don't seek help. We have this, I don't know, I don't want to call it toxic masculinity, because I don't think that's what it is. I just think that we don't know to do that. I think a lot more of us are becoming aware of it, but I go out and talk about it, man. And so I do that through Ear House. And then I also have a tech startup that's also called Ear House Technology, and we're developing software as well. So I started doing all of that through the Ear House moniker.
What's one of the major differences you feel being independent now, as opposed to, you know, being part of the you know, the Strange imprint? You know, of course, you know, I did the independent grind tour with y'all. I think we did like 40 some dates. So I kind of, I can relate, you know what I'm saying? So, but like, what kind of major difference do you feel? I know the shows, of course, you know, the length of the shows and being able to spend time with your family for sure is a big transition. But, you know, are you really acclimated to independence?
Oh yeah, 100%. One of the things that I did, man, that while I was with Strange is I just soaked up game, and I absorbed everything that I saw on the business side. You know, Strange is an independent monster, and I was able to, you know, see everything that was happening. Not everything, but see a lot of things that were happening business wise. And I think a lot of times artists, man, we just kicking it. We going and doing shows and, you know, I think it's easy for us to get caught up and focused on the wrong thing, you know, and a lot of us have fallen victim to that, you know what I mean? But I was paying attention. I was paying attention even in the studio to what the engineer was doing, so I could learn how to engineer myself, and also so I could learn how to do what we're doing with developing the software that we're developing. So I was just soaking that up, you know, of what I could see of the business side. You know, I was absorbing that as well, and how to even run a company. I wouldn't have had any idea of how to run a company. And I saw Strange, and I'll be honest, I saw the things that I thought they did excellent and things that I thought could be improved upon. And so I took all of those and made my own version of it with Ear House. So the major difference, though, to answer your company, man, is that I get to make every decision, which is what I wanted to do. I wanted to make every single decision. I didn't want to ask anybody's permission to do anything. I didn't want to get any approval to do anything. I do it, you know. And my wife helps me run it. She manages me. And there's times where, you know, she's going to know the best decisions, and times where I got to be like, no, this is what we're doing. We had a conversation today, and she was like, I don't think you should go through all of that, you know, because I have to put my best foot forward. And not that she doesn't want to, but she's like, you're taking extra steps, and that may prevent you from doing this task. And I'm like, nah, we got to look like the best ever. You know, you've seen us perform.
Right.
You've seen me perform, and you know I take pride in how I look, performing, what I got on.
Yeah,
you know,
man,
what I mean? And being the best. I want to, when I get on that stage, I want to bust everybody else's ass that's on the show.
You know what I learned watching you perform, watching y'all perform, because of course with that tour with me and 40, like, you know, me and 40 got sick like after the third show, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You know, because we was getting used to the air conditioning, climbing, and the bus and all that shit. We both sick as a dog. Y'all over here jumping around, mm-hmm, and shit. Your voices sound immaculate and perfect as shit. So I'm watching that, and I'm watching how you use, you know, and I also teach other artists this about using the mic and using the compressors and, you know, not throwing your voice out and projecting your voice through the microphone. I learned that, I think, from Scenario or somebody like that, too. Like, from that tour, from the Independent Grind tour, it was like the OG triple OGs that every facet was deep into what they was doing. You know what I'm saying? So I was, so that was like, and we was on there with Kendrick, you know, and J-Rock and Glasses Malone. And it, like, I will never, ever, ever forget that tour right there. That shit is, that taught me so much, man. You know, just as an artist and just, you know, just developing my lungs and just, you know, being able to just see y'all go for like, you know, it's one thing to go for like 45 minutes to an hour, but then y'all up there for like 2 hours and shit, like. You know,
jumping the whole time, yo, man, like really
jumping and sweating So let me ask you this, off the record: how does your body feel?
Man, I'm gonna just answer it honestly. I was trying to get out of answering it honestly, man. I'm gonna be honest, too. I still kill it. I still kill it when I get up there and I move around, but I'm beat up. It's like us doing 200 shows a year was like an NBA season. It ain't like we standing up there just holding the mic. We jumping and we are very active to where our drawers and socks are wet every night getting off the stage. So, you know, I'm going to be honest, dude. I tore my MCL in both knees performing. I tore my hip. I tore a hip muscle. You know what I'm saying? Like, this was really like an athletic performance. Now, I've mended, and I still do all of these same things, man, but it feels the difference is
you a
that
beast,
I
bro.
Feel
hey, hey, you a beast. Hey, you a beast, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Cool Nuts just recently got put into the Portland or the Oregon Hall of Fame, man. They better put, you know what I'm saying, you and, you know, the whole organization, really. I don't know if they got a Kansas City Hall of Fame, Music Hall of Fame, but they need to make sure they do? Okay, good.
They
you up in there,
man.
Y'all
they got
in there?
Me and Tech in there. Yeah, I took a
That's
tour
amazing.
Of it, man. It's down on the historic 18th and Vine District in Kansas City, which is where a lot of jazz was, like, invented way back in the day. And, you know what I'm saying? And all, you know, everybody who's anybody, you know, came out of there and, you know, and really cut their teeth doing, excuse me, jazz in Kansas City. And so it's a real historic black music district down off of 18th Street and Vine is the intersecting street, man. And like, even the presidents, when people are running for president and stuff, they always stop through here. As a matter of fact, I can remember Bill Clinton, when he was running for president, stopped at 18th and Vine, and you know how he played the saxophone. Like, he like sat in on a session and played the horn down here. This is during his presidency campaign.
That's
so
crazy.
It's a real historic spot in KC, and there's a music museum down there for all of the even producers. There's a lot of producers that came out of here, and you know, one of them is like Jay White, which is a dude that produced all of the Cardi B music, Bodak Yellow, I Like It, Money, like her first big three songs that put her on the map. Like, he's from the Kansas side, but he yeah, man, he's in this Hall of Fame, and then they have a big picture of me and one of Tech, and man, it was an honor for them to bring me down there and show me that. They brought me down and like presented it to me. I don't know if they did that to everybody else, but the guy who runs it got in contact with Crystal. I had never even heard of it, and he contacted Crystal and was like, yeah, we want to come down here and take Chris through it and give him a presentation. And I mean, it was literally just me, him, and my wife, and they did this little presentation for me. It was really special, man. So, yeah, man,
you deserve it, man.
Yeah, man, I appreciate that, man. It's one of those things, man. It's bittersweet because naturally people know me because of Tech N9ne, but it also, because Tech is such a big force, and such a he's such a big force, it was also a little hard for people to see me, you know. And it's not a jealousy thing or anything, man. We love each other, man. That's my brother, man. But it was a bit hard for them to see me, and so sometimes these things would go unrecognized, even though, you know, that company was built by, of course, Travis doing the business and then me and Tech doing the music. you know, it was kind of hard, and you know, to get that for me to be as visible as possible all of the time. And so for people to recognize it, man, really does it's really special to me, you know what I'm saying? And so
I remember your album came out during the Independent Grind Tour, and it was in Denver. We had that show in Denver at the ballroom, and then you had your album that was out right next door to the ballroom, that record store. You know what I'm talking about? Next to the ballroom.
Oh yeah, I forgot what it's called, but yeah, we went to the signing. I don't remember what album that was, but.
And then yeah, exactly. You know, we owe folks, but then I remember the hall though. I remember the venue being packed out because I had my CD, mm-hmm. my first CD, The Great Communicator, had came out. So after I get off stage with 40, I'm out there flea flicking. That was the energy in that whole tour was so amazing because everybody was just it really was grinding. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
When you had that energy and you're a part of that energy, you always are chasing that energy. You know what I mean? It's like I'm so used to hotel rooms. I want my room at my house to kind of feel like a hotel room just because I want to be acclimated for when I do get back on the road and shit like that. You know, and it took me a minute to get that, you know, out of my system. You know what I'm saying? It's because that road, you know, is so different. You know, I never took so many showers like in so many different locations and shit like on the road. I feel like I took a shower in a horse barn. I think we had a show at like a campground, like at a fairground and shit. And I feel like uh-huh. they was like, and I was like, where's the shower at? And I feel like it was some horses. Then it was like a lavish shower at this other venue. Then it was some bullshit. I'm like, yo, we really is at war right now.
That's a part of this life, man, that a lot of people don't know. You know, they don't know that we're taking showers in odd places. I heard Bubba Sparks say that on the song. He said, lately I've been finding myself doing laundry in odd places. Said that in the song. And I'm like, yeah, you do laundry where you can get it. You take a shower. Dude, I've literally showered. I've done this several times where I showered. We played on some campgrounds, and they had horses. And it's the place they hold the horses off.
Exactly. I remember that shit, man. It was dark as fuck.
Yeah, dog. Like, that's just the way. I'm going to be honest. That was just like regular life to me. You know, I felt like
12 years a slave. I felt like 12 years a slave. I promise you.
I did at first, man. Dark. That was just a regular thing. Tech wouldn't shower at those places. I remember him being like, man, I'd rather go without. I ain't going in there, and I'm like, shit, I'm going. And I'm a big dude, man. You know what I'm saying? I gotta make sure I can't.
Shit, hey.
Dude, I'm sweating every night, hey. Socks and drawers. But I had to make sure that I always I developed the habit of getting flip-flops slides that are just made of just that hard rubber because I'm going to take shower shoes, and I'm going wherever I can get this shower at.
No, I learned that shit from you. You know, and Muggs and OG Muggs. I learned that. Man, you better get some sandals.
There's another. Yep, you get them sandals. You get them shower shoes. You can get them from the truck stop. Flying J truck stop, Love's, TA. All of these truck stops have become like very. It was like my home, dang near. You know what I mean? Where I just went on the road not too long ago with my, you know, I got a whole new crew that goes on the road with me, my DJ, and my DJ is a female, you know what I'm saying? And so, you know, I'm showing them how to go into truck stops and stuff now, my hype man, my DJ, my drummer. Now, my drummer been around a long time. He's an OG. He played with the hell. He played with Zapp and James Brown and everybody else, you know what I mean? And so Janet Jackson and Gerald LaVert. So he's done this, but he also was rolling with A-listers, and so he wasn't really in truck stops that much. But I'm teaching him how to do this, and they're like, man, do they have this? And I'm like, yeah, dude, they got everything in here. You can eat. I showed them how to do it right. Like, look, it's a Denny's in the Flying J truck stop. Go in there, order your food first, then go get in your shower. By the time your shower's done, you come back, your food is ready, you grab it, get on the bus, and we can roll. Where we don't have to be at that truck. And then while that's happening, the bus is fueling up. You know, the bus take like 25 minutes to fuel up, sometimes 30 to fill up 400 gallons or whatever, however many gallons it takes. And so I learned how to like do this, take my, take this time wisely and follow this program. And I lived like that for a long, long time. I know y'all, you know, with 40, I know you guys been in hotels and flights. We was taking vans and then we were in tour buses, but we were doing these truck stop showers and horse barn showers and learning how to really, like,
I'm gonna be honest with you. That tour definitely made me appreciate, how we got treated, later on in the game and shit like that. But, like I said, I had dropped my first project, The Great Communicator. So I had my CDs on the bus. So right after I got off stage, I was out there slinging CDs and shit. So I'm sitting around here with pockets full of bread, feeling so good about life in general. You know what I mean? And I seen y'all with all the merch and all the, I'm like, damn, I'm looking at y'all like the WWE and shit. Y'all got shirts and keychains and all this shit. And it's like Disneyland or, you know what I mean? Like, it's the illest shit. If y'all never seen a strange show, and I'm sure Calico, as you progress, in your show, you got to add all those elements. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, trust. I got them. That's what I learned. I'm sitting here holding a lighter, an ear house, which is my company. I'm holding the ear house lighter right now. My phone got an ear house phone case on it. I don't wear nothing but my apparel. I threw away every Nike sweatsuit, any brand that I only wear my brand. The only thing I got that doesn't have ear house or Chris Calico on it is my shoes. Everything I wear has got ear house on it. I only rock my brand. And I got everything from bags to lighters, T-shirts, hoodies, hats, stickers, decals, Christmas ornaments. I mean, everything, dude. I saw the merchandise game being done. And I just am like, okay. And the thing that people don't know is that all the whole time I was doing this, I was taking notes. I don't mean figuratively. I was literally taking notes the whole time, writing them down.
One thing I did on the Independent Grind Tour, I want to say we did another tour. I can't remember. Did we do one tour or two? I want to say two. But I recall every city I was kicking it with the Juggalos. I was kicking it with them. They was bringing us beers and shit. If we needed a beer, if we needed some tree or anything, they was always so helpful. One thing about the Juggalos, and I guess they call technicians now, but they were so helpful. And the meet and greet y'all
Juggalo
used to have, okay, still Juggalo. Okay, the meet and greet, they used
Juggalos
to.
And
the technicians are
tech fans. The Juggalos were originally Insane Clown Posse fans that started liking us. And they jumped onto us, and we just, absorbed them, adopted them as our family too, man. So that's who they are, but yeah.
Well, because those shows, you seen the kids with the spike red hair and shit, and they was like really committed to the dressing up of the event. Like, the chicks was, they was looking like a Monster High and shit like that. Like, they was really committed to it. But I think that probably was more Juggalo than technician type. But the merge was, I loved it because I loved being the energy still of being around that. I like being around different energy, and they were all so helpful and shit like that. Have the fans been fickle, or is it a percentage that you feel like you got fucking with you, what has been your experience? So
when you're with a label that long for 20 years like I was, man, you're gonna get all of that. You're going to get a lot of people that came and rocked with me, a lot of them, because that sound of Strange Music was me and Tech, So, a lot of the background stuff that you hear, a lot of the writing, especially of the writing of the hooks, this is all my thoughts out of my head and my style, including even the tag, Strange Music. Like, I pitched
it. Damn, that's your
tag?
That
thing
you
myself.
Said that one?
That's my tag.
Wow.
Yeah, I made that tag.
Amazing.
And I pitched it to them and told them, hey, I want to give you this tag, and I want us to put this on everything. This is part of the branding, And so I definitely, you know, have my DNA, you know, woven into the fabric of that company. You know what I'm saying? And so when you separate, you're going to have everything. You're going to have people that are fickle, people that are mad because you left. You're going to have people that just go with you, people that are mad at them because I left. You're going to have all these things, you know what I mean? But it's all good at the end because, you know, there's not a choice that needs to be made. You can love me and still love Tech N9ne music, and love, there's not a choice that has to get made.
But the cool part about it is
it's all good music.
Yeah, exactly. But at the cool part about it is, regardless, when they type in Tech N9ne on Spotify, they're gonna hear Chris Calico. There's no way around it.
Like, oh yeah, no doubt.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? So when you do your shows, are you totally separating your new catalog from your old catalog, or are you splicing a two or adding a couple of songs?
I do it all. I do all my old stuff. I do the new stuff.
Ooh.
I do everything.
So you do anxiety?
Yes.
You do anxiety?
I definitely do anxiety. Yeah.
Because that's
what
I would
anxiety.
Be tripping. If I came to the show and you didn't do anxiety, we'd be having a problem.
Oh, no, nah, man. I do anxiety. I do all of the new stuff. I mix it all together because people are going to want to hear those classics. There's some people that come just to hear anxiety. So I do anxiety.
Right.
And I do all of my new stuff that people love. And then I got even newer stuff that I'm working on right now, man, that I've been doing. You know, I've been getting hit up from a lot of country artists to do collaborations with them. So I did a couple collabs with the country artists, and, man, I was really absorbing that crowd, and they're loving it with the country rap artists, you know. And so after I did, like, the third one, man, one of the artists came to me and was like, man, you should just jump into this genre. You should do more songs with country artists and hop into this genre. So I actually started writing, because I've always written country music. You know, I wrote for other country artists, too, before. And so I just decided that I would dip my pinky toe in there and see what's up. And I ended up catching attention. I can't spill all the beans yet. You guys got to pay attention to my socials to get the full story. But I ended up doing a collab with one country artist, and he was like, man, we should do a whole album. So we just did it. We just finished an entire album together, and an entire EP together. And it'll be dropping here in, like, June. And it's about to be absolutely crazy. I think I just created my own style of country music. It sounds like urban music, not just hip-hop, but it sounds like urban music and country and rock and pop mixed together, man. It's probably some of the most incredible music I've ever done, to where this artist, the label that he's with, once he presented it to them, the president of the label was like, I had never even heard this. He said, man, this is the best music I've ever heard in my life. He's like, I don't even know what to call it. This country, but it's like, it slaps too. You know what I'm saying? It's like really, really good, man. And so you'll be seeing it really soon, man. And it's going to be incredible, dude. So it's just a new, you know, you told me one time, you said, man, I've been rocking with you through all of your hairstyles, all of your different styles of wearing this and that. And so I've been doing a bunch of different styles of music over the years. And so this is just another genre that I'm attempting to, you know, play in. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what I do. I said it in the song. I'm just playing with music. I just experiment with different music. And this right here, though, dog, this is crazy.
If you had to do a tour, how many cities do you think you could knock down? Like, if you had to do a full blown tour,
I don't want to do more than a month at a time. I want to do it like go out for 3 weeks, take a break, go back out for 3 weeks, take a break, go back. You know what I'm saying? With like a week or two break in between, maybe a 2 week break, maybe even a month in between, but the 200 days a year and doing all that, man, like, that was a lot for a long time. Since the pandemic, I'm not even acclimated to doing it like that, because we were super conditioned. We were conditioned to do it. And even when I talked to Tech, he's like, man, this is tough. This is way more tough without you, man, trying to do all of these dates because you got to do it all. Now, he's on stage by himself. I got three other people on stage with me. I got a drummer, a DJ, and a hype man. So it's not quite as hard for me because I have other people that are visually stimulating, but it's tough for him because it's just him up there by himself, you know what I mean? And so I know that's got to be tough. Because I can't say it ain't tough for me. It's still tough for me, man, at 49 years old, you know what I mean, still out here swinging, you know, and I don't know how to perform no other kind of way but to actually give it to them every night. Not walking, not standing around, walking side to side like me and everybody got it, everybody's dancing. You know how my show looks like Bruno Mars. The DJ right. Come out and dance with us and everything. I got my 9-year-old son. And when he's not in school, like over the summer, he'll come out. He comes out and kills it, and dances with us, and performs. And it.
And
he's like,
the voice. He's the voice in the beginning of the record, right?
Yeah, he does my tag. Hey, Chris. Yeah.
That's hard. Okay, so let's get into. I played the BB earlier. I want to get into King of the World. Let's talk about that real quick, and then let's get off into it.
Yeah, man, King of the World is, I think that was my first single. Was that my first single this year? Dang, I forgot when that mug even came out. No, because this is January. It came out a couple of months ago, though. I was doing that song for, I do, one of the other things I do at Ear House is sync music, which means, you know, for people that don't know, that's, you know, landing music in TV, movies, and video games. And so I did a couple songs for Madden 22, four songs for that project for EA Sports. And then this was for another gaming company. I forgot what they were even called, dude. And I did King of the World song. They'll give me a memo that tells me what they want me to talk about. And it was easy because what they wanted me to talk about is how I feel about myself. And so I did this song and for them, and then they didn't actually end up using it. And so I was like, shit, I'm putting it out myself. So I put it out, man, and it's just me. It's just me, you know, flexing. It's real flamboasting. You know what I'm saying? I'm flamboasting on that. Talking about how I feel about myself. You know what I'm saying? How I feel about, and we should all feel like we're the king of the world in our own world. You know what I'm saying? And so that's it, man. And I wanted that. You know, I've always liked putting electronic music, you know, blending that into, you know, what I do. You know, it's not every song like electronic sounds. And so I always co-produce all of the music that I do with my man Michael Seven Summers, formerly of Strange Music as well. He and I are partners, production partners. And we always give him these ideas. I beatbox the beat into my voice memo, you know, about how I want the drums to go and how I want the side chain wobble bass in that. Wah, 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 wah. Yeah. And I'll have it, and I'll do that into my voice memo, send it to him, and he sends me back these beautiful beats, man, so. Yeah, man, let's get into it, man. The king of the world, man. Cali, baby. Chris Calico.
All right, it's Chris Calico, king of the world. It's Bill Show. Holla.
I am the king of the world. I am the king of the world. Yeah. I am the king of the world. I am the one to be royal, you loyal to. I am the ring that you put in that thing in the ring when your baby wanna spoil you. Play the game, it ain't a game. Cali baby know the name. Got the skill to let the soldiers kill, let them ring me in the Hall of Fame. Power never get shut off, arrogance never get cut off. I don't need diamonds to go when I'm grimy, I'm shining and shaking the mud off. Immaculate conception is my weapon, you can feel it in my tone. I belong on the throne, yeah. Not a game. Cali baby know the name. Play the game, it's not a game.
I am the king of the world, yeah.
Heavy like the head that wears the crown. All the pressure please God, don't let us round. Put my dog to sales just for selling pounds. Now they legalize it, what you tell them now? Tell the voices in my head to settle down. Hollow pointed metal shells and pelling clowns. Play the game of thrones, the nigga held his ground. Mr. King, biggest bitch, I'm well renowned. Seeing you to make the motivate. I feel like Joshy hopping out that motorcade. It's all right, with strapped across the shoulder blade. Got it on my own, no one's protege. Loyalty, loyalty, I'm a descendant of warriors. My blood is royalty. Death before the sun is so act accordingly. Keep the ring, bitch, and you kneel before me to kill.
Cali baby know the name. Play the game, it's not a game. I am the king of the world, yeah. I am the one to be royal, you know you're loyal.
Yo, what up? This is Droopy, and you listening to The Real Spiel Show with my family member, Big Ol' Meezy.
Pressure. You don't know if you're checking out. You just feel what you feel. Doc say you can't find out, and that's pressure. You just really want to play fair. Sit there with that blank stare, and they don't care if your play bad, and that's pressure. Po-po's is a gang-gang, neighborhood hood gang-bang, it's the same thing, and they kill them off with that pressure. I just wanna live fat-free, top rhyming, it be the bomb, and it got me. But what y'all know about being the best at the child age of 15? You got blemishes on your appendages, imaging you to spit team. Had a baby, count it, baby, be uplifting, but be that bullshit that I be sniffing. Wonder why I never blow. People blaming me, I guess we'll never know. She in love with me and be at her show. K, it ain't a scene, no way in Calico.
Calico, get it right, nigga.
Some people think I just make it up, but this shit real. Tips, if you pay me and it ain't enough, then it's no deal. Got plaques and they hanging up, and it's real spill. Wicked 2021, I'm back painted up, so it's kill.
Yeah. What's your life like? Got pressure. Get your life right, I got ya. Wishing my life got better.
And I'm just surviving. Yeah. Maybe it'd be better if I die, but I'm alive, so I'ma push it like the whole party needed me to turn up, that's a bet. My baby mama Cardi, I'm the offset. Repossess things that I ain't bought yet. I always think I got corona, ain't nobody heard me cough yet. See, I'm just picking up the pieces. You think you the shit, they push you out like you the pieces. I'm performing every night, don't see my nephew or my nieces. In the storm and hoping this pressure releases.
Cali, baby, what's your life like? Got pressure. Get your life right, I got ya. Wishing my life got better.
It is better to use the hate of others to fuel your success rather than just sit there and feel the pressure.
Brother Chris Calico right there with that pressure. Before that, it was King of the World, man. You coming with that vintage sound, Cali baby. You know what I'm talking about? You performed them tracks yet?
Yeah. Pressure. I haven't performed Pressure. I will go off. I have what's called a walk-off song. Because, you know, when you end your show, if there's somebody behind you, or even if there's not, you know, I hated people walking out just to nothing. And so I always ended my show, and then I had Pressure come on, and that's like a walkout song. Of course, they turned it down to a lower volume and walk out to that, but King of the World, yeah. I played King of the World. It was going wild. It's like, it feels like that starts the mosh pit.
That's hard. I got a couple questions for my guy. I got my boy GB on the line. GB, you got a question for Chris Calico?
Yes, sir. How you doing, Chris? How you doing, sir?
I'm good, man. How about yourself?
Oh, blessed, man. And, man, thank you, first of all, for coming on the show. We appreciate you. My question is, man, about what we were speaking on, like the mental health issue and everything like that. Like an organization that you work with, or do you have your own organization?
No, man, it's just me. It's me and my wife, man, and I just go out and I speak from experience. You know, I've been diagnosed with all of these different things, bipolar mania and all of this stuff, and I'm being honest, man, most of this is just experience from life that I've had,
yes.
And really a lot of mental illness is not mental illness. It's actually your digestive system. It's actually food that we – it's actually – I won't go too far into it, but it's actually our food supply and everything that is in it, the preservatives that are in it and all of these things that we have in our food, especially in the lower-income communities where they're pumping even cheaply made foods that are not sustainable things and have all of these ingredients that are actually detrimental, you know, they're to our detriment. And, you know what I mean? And so those things, you know, I speak about all of these things when I go out and talk, and I talk about coping mechanisms that I use, man, because I have been suicidal even as recent as 2022. And so I speak – you know what I mean? I speak from just my experience, and I give my coping mechanisms that I use to be okay, man. So, no, there's no organization. It's me. That's it. And
all
so
right,
I work with other organizations. I work with certain organizations that just reach out to me. But, yeah, man, just stay tuned to my socials, man. Anything, put KRIZ in any search engine. You'll see what I'm talking about, man. I think it'd be helpful.
Straight up. I got the homie Berto. Berto, you got some questions for Chris Calico?
Yeah, Chris Calico, man, appreciate you being on. Congratulations on the Kansas City Hall of Fame. You know, on your journey from being a rapper to going independent, having your own label, and then venturing off into the tech world, per se, how has the transition been for you?
I mean, it's all a learning experience, dude. Everything that I do is all a learning. It's all part of my journey, man. Even if it's hard, you know, I take it as a learning experience because nothing ever happens to me that's hard that I don't learn from. And then it literally, you know how that saying is, what doesn't kill you make you stronger? It literally strengthens my intelligence about the world, about every industry, about the music industry, the tech industry, even when I'm bumping my heads. In my bump of my head, you know what I'm saying? I'm still just learning, and it's doing nothing but strengthening me and really putting me on the trajectory to be a tech mogul, a multi-million, if not billionaire, you know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? And also, the other part of my journey is actually helping people. You know what I mean? Being able to help folks, and I've always helped them with my music, with songs like Omizi was saying, Anxiety, and all of these types of songs where I was talking about my mental health has always helped people. And so this is all part of my journey, man. So it's actually been great is the answer. That was a long way to say it's awesome.
But I think it's so necessary, you know, to explain it the way you did, and you know, best of luck on your ventures. But back to the whole, you know, mental health aspect, because it seemed like just in the last few years now, it's mental health is real. You know, back in the day growing up, you'd get the look, or if you didn't listen, you'd get smacked, or you were this super bad kid. During this adventure, per se, who's been most paramount in helping you cope or get through this adversity?
My wife. My wife is a beast. My wife is much more of a beast than I am. And she's a coach. She's been a coach, like she coached in the NCAA, and You know, she's coached women, men's basketball teams. You know what I'm saying? And she's just a very influential person. She's the most perfect partner to have. And so she has been super instrumental in picking me up, man. If you have a partner, man, whoever it is, man, woman, or whatever it is, they should be literally able to hold you up when you are falling. And that is what my wife has been. That's why she manages me. That's why she does. She's also a motivational speaker as well. And she sings background. She always has sang all of the background on text music, my music. So she's been the most influential person.
You kidding me? She sung background on all them songs, a lot of them songs?
Everything you've ever heard on Strange Music. There's been a couple of times where it was another female, but most of the time it's my wife who sang on all of that stuff. Everything that I do right now, she sings on. As a matter of fact, all the new country music I got, all of the, you'll hear all of these big harmonies and stuff, these big, beautiful country harmonies. It's her and my two sons. I got a son that's 16 and one is 9. And it's the four of us.
Well, you know, and two, it always helps to have, you know, like a bad guy, you know, because, you know, when you're in this industry for so long and you got so many people that you deal with, you know, they always want to jug, or they always want you to just pull up and do shit for free or something like that, which is cool. But you want to be, but you also need somebody to be the bad guy to be like, nah, this is what it is. So it is what it is. And you could just focus on being an artist sometime. You know what I mean? You know, like, you know,
she
it's
works
good.
She
it's
don't know,
good.
She don't know how to say no as well as I do, though. I say no.
Oh,
it's not
okay,
be,
okay, well.
Nah, she's not the – that's what you meant. She's not. she's actually somebody that asks permission a little more than I even want her to. She's like, well, would you guys mind? Nah, I know where you mind. Is this way or this way? Things that we do, it have to be – if I'm involved, it needs to be mutually beneficial. You're not just going to eat off of me. I worked very hard in this 23 years I've been in this industry, and nobody gets a free ride. You know what I'm saying? And so
right.
I do favors, but typically that means you owe me one, or, you know, it's something that's going to be mutually beneficial. But she's just such a huge support, dude, that even when I felt like I may not even be worthy, where I've been super moody, you know, having she's the one that really kept me from going off the deep end a lot of time, business wise and everything else. When I just assume, say, F, you know, whoever, she like, we're not going to do that. Here's how we need to move, baby. I'm telling you, it's going to be a lot better. You know, because I'm an intelligent, you know, I consider myself an intelligent black man, but it's also nigga in there. So, you know, there's times when she got to be like, nah, we're not going to go there, baby. We're going to go right here. And this is how the best outcome is going to take place. And we have, so, you know, just hats off. I can't say enough good things about my wife.
That's dope. That's dope. Any of your kids trying to get into the industry?
My 9-year-old loves everything about it. He wants to be a musician. He plays the drums already now. We got him in drum lessons, and he plays drums. And then he sings background, and, of course, he performs, man. If I have to send you some stuff, old Meezy, and looking at him perform on stage, he kills it. He's already a star, man. And then my older son is an athlete. He plays point guard for his high school, and he got hurt this year, man. So he was sitting out 3/4 of the year. He sat out this year, but he's back and he's playing AAU. But he's a super athlete, man. He's the light skin. He's the light skin me. Light skin. He ripped six pack.
imagine if you was out doing a 45-city tour, missing all that. The 50 city. Hey, with Charlie, it was like 50. What's the most amount of dates y'all did at one time?
99 dates, and we did 99 days, and we had, I think, all together maybe 2 weeks off. I think I'm being generous. And everybody was getting sick. But we had 99 dates. It was with us and MGK. I said, I'll never, ever do that again. No, we don't need to do that many dates in a row. It's just not a healthy thing. Yeah, usually our tours were 60 to you know, 60 to 75 dates, you know, and we would get, you know, maybe 2 weeks off in between there, man. And, yeah, man, it, you know, it really molded me. It definitely molded me. It beat up on me, but it molded me, too, to where going out and doing a weekend run is nothing. I go out and do a weekend
right.
run standing on my head, and everybody in my crew, right. everybody's tired. The merch seller is like,
we did
oh
a,
my God.
We did a whole tour. We did a whole tour of Texas, which is big as hell. It was probably like 6, 7
mm-hmm.
days, all in minivans. It was me and 40 sitting
mm-hmm.
in the back seat of the minivan, and I think we had two people in the front. And we had two. I think we had like two vans. We were two shorts. So it was like 3-4 vans and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying is like shit like that. Like that tour, that independent grind tour prepared us to sit, you know, especially with 40, like our bus was always late. Like y'all bus would be pulling out of shit. Y'all be set up, and you know,
I don't
it's
know
all,
if
you know, 40's
ever showed up on time to anything, has he?
No. And our bus was called the Diva Express, so we was pulling up. We was pulling up, yeah. man. Hey, we'd stop at Waffle House and shit. They'd be like, they already ahead of us. We'd be like, hey,
yeah.
we got to get our Waffle House, bro. Fuck that.
Yeah, dog. 48. I, you know, one of the things that I learned at Strange, because it was pseudo-military, is that we ain't late. I would call it more professional than anything. And I took a lot of those things, man, and you know, regurgitated them to my crew over here. We're not late. We're professional. We meeting and greeting everybody, the janitor, the security guard, the promoter, the building maintenance, the building owner, the bartenders. We are going to meet everybody in here because this is how you get it done. This is the way that I was able to even continue on my own, is that I did that the whole time. I went out to the merch booth 20 years ago, you know what I'm saying, starting 20 years ago, and every single show I sold merch after the shows. I'm signing autographs,
right.
slanging CDs back when it was CDs, T-shirts,
right.
hats, all of that. And so, you know, I always acted like I was running for president the whole time anyway. So that's how I knew that I could survive, you know, on my own, because I knew I had networked and I had politicked my way and grinded, you know, all of this time. So I knew that I would have fans, you know, thousands and thousands of fans that would follow me on my solo journey.
And not just that, but the mandatory 3 o'clock. What got me is regardless of how late you stay up at 1 o'clock, 2, 3, 4 o'clock if you want. Then 5, you got that meet and greet at 3 o'clock, and it's gonna be motherfucking 50, 60 people, 75 people out there ready. And before the show even start, you got, you know, it's the autographs and all the, you know. And me and 40 would just
mm-hmm.
stay there and just stand there and just sign shirts and just sign, you know, posters and stuff like that. And then, but then y'all would just, you know, y'all got, man, boy, y'all, you know, like you said, man, y'all put in a lot of work. I seen it firsthand with my own,
yeah.
my own vision to see the type of work, you know, that you put in. And I hope that the fans, appreciate that, you know, cause it's a lot of work, you know, a lot of dedication, hard work, dedication that you did put in, even though you started your, you know, you got your own shit, but you got to expect people to, just like people expected Tech to be in the position where he at, where you see him out at the Kansas City Chiefs, you know, performing and all that shit and getting his justice due, you know, just the way 40 is out here getting his justice due, you know what I'm saying? You're going to get your justice due. We all going to get our justice due for the years, you know what I'm saying, that we put in, you know what I mean? It's just the
yeah.
way God intended it. You know, but we had to jump
yeah,
out.
I had to do
but
a,
you jump out. Go ahead.
I had to do a bit of a rebuild, and I was okay with that. I knew that going in that it was going to be a rebranding and a rebuild of myself. And but all of those experiences, even that you're talking about, man, like I know that it we did rebuild and it's coming. It's actually working very well. And I think even with what I'm doing this year coming is going to be another level up, man. You know, I can't wait.
And in all actuality, Tech should want you to do that, just like 40 would want. He wants me to be super successful.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm talking about? Otherwise, what was the purpose
mm-hmm,
of us
sure.
being up under these bosses, these boss-ass individuals, these, you know what I'm saying, these legendary, you know, individuals and shit, and not be able to have some of that rub off on us. You know what I'm talking about? Straight up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I had, you know, before I started performing with 40, you know, I was always good at writing hooks and shit, but I had stage fright. I had major stage fright. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
So me, you know, yeah, like a motherfucker, don't ever get it twisted. Like growing up, I was always talented. I had talent. I could sing, all that. But once you put me in front of people, that's when my palms would start sweating and I get clammy and shit like that. So it took me a long time. Yeah, on everything. So it took me a long time to get to the point where I could do a Norway or Amsterdam or a Tech N9ne tour or even when we performed at the Juggalo, the Gathering and shit like that. And y'all was like, man, they throw shit. They throw stuff at people. And I'm like, man, I wish one of these niggas would throw some shit at us. We jumping off the stage. No, but it was major love, so we never got to that point. I know that is true. It was a bunch of motherfuckers. It looked like a Mad Max. It looked like a Mad Max party, like it was Mad Max beyond Thunderdome and shit like that. That's how it looked with all the people. Every day. But like I said, if you could survive that type of, and they show major love. We up there doing you and that booty and all that type of shit in front of, you know, the, you know, shit. You know, we went up there and did our
they know all, they know, you know all them songs, man. They know all them songs, man. And for real, man, good music prevails on stage with the Juggalos. It's a rough crowd if they don't. I'm going to be honest, man. If you are somebody who kind of made it into the industry off of a fluke, and they invite you to come play that festival, it's probably going to be your ass. Some people that are good artists that just weren't a good mix, I'm going to be honest, I used to be like, why are they booking that act? They can tear their ass up. And they would. I remember Tila Tequila. When Tila Tequila popped, you remember her? Dude, they literally threw... They launched bottle rockets at her and threw bags of feces. They threw shit back. Hit her in the face with a bag of shit.
No.
It was all in her hair. Literally, dude, they threw bags of raw meat. They threw raw meat at her. Who the hell got
that?
And then who is nasty enough to shit in a bag? They threw shit bags at her. And
oh, no.
They like, dude. They didn't have no business booking no damn Tila Tequila. They knew Tila Tequila was a fluke. Let's keep it real. They knew that was just, Tila Tequila was kind of a fly-by-night little sensation that popped off of like MySpace or MTV or something. And she wasn't really an artist like that. And I don't want to dog her, the Tila Tequila, here it is. I ain't trying to dog her, but they, y'all know. Y'all know Tila Tequila.
I'm pretty sure she was traumatized for quite some time. I don't know where she at, but I'm pretty sure
dude.
That traumatized her. I'm pretty sure she might have bounced back, you know, bounced back therapy and shit like that. But, you know,
hopefully,
you know.
Hopefully, because they launched, they threw them shit bags at her. I was like, God, dog, boy. But, you know what I mean? Like us, I think we won the Juggalos over because the first gathering of the Juggalos, which is their festival that we played, they launched an entire 2-liter because that's what ICP does. That's what they do. They throw 2 liters of Faygo, launch them, and kick them out into the crowd. So they got Faygo. Somebody from the crowd threw a full 2-liter on stage, and I caught it because I got hands like that. I caught it. I caught that mug, and it was open. I saw it flying through the air. One is up in the air, so I can find it and catch it. And I caught it and dumped it on myself, looking like I was drinking and dumping it on myself. Like, yeah. And the crowd was crazy. We had them ever since then. You know what I mean? And so
that sounds tight.
it was.
You ever chop it up with Cut Calhoun?
I see Cut every now and then. I don't talk to him often, but I do. I do see him, man. And you know, Cut still does his traditional music, but I'll be honest. Cut has pretty much really dedicated his life to Christ. And he, big time. And even though he does, you know, he still does his music and traditional music, man, he lets it be known. I'm really proud of him for that. You know what I mean? And so he told me that he couldn't be happier. He does music, but he works a job as well, like a regular 9-to-5 that he said makes him feel amazing, and that he was fighting a lot of demons in his life, and that he was able to get these things out, you know, talk about them, get them out, and able to, you know, find his way, man, you know what I mean? And so we talk, like I said, it's not all of the time, but he's on his own journey, man, and he said he couldn't be happier.
That's awesome, man. Because you know when I, you know, like I said, when we first started rocking with y'all, and I seen the whole demonstration. You know what I mean? It was all of y'all. You know what I mean? It was like, you know, it was kind of like when we did the N1 mixtape tour, and we was with all the Hoopers, and you know, and you see all the behind the scenes shit, and you meet all the, you know, all the pieces to the puzzle. You know, it's like you always keep that in your mind and wonder about everybody that played that part in that position, like in the movie. You know what I mean? So it's like, so I always look at like you and Scenario and, you know, OG, you know, Big School, like the whole roster, the whole team that we rocked with at that time, and just, you know, and just hope the best for everybody. You know what I mean? Because we all really kicked it. But like anytime you go cross country around this planet, hella times, all the way as far as, I think we went as far as Boston and shit like that. And that was like, and as long as we all been on the road just our whole life, you know what I mean? It's like one thing you know is when you know you go into a city and shit, y'all know just from out there in Reno when that shit happened with J-Rock's folks, you know, that got killed, man. It's like, and we got out here on the road. We family, you know what I'm saying?
That's it. Nah,
like if something crack off on the road, it's up. It's all of us.
Yeah, man. It's us, and we always, you know, I feel like every time we do a tour, it always felt like summer camp. It always feel like summer camp. Everybody becomes friends, which, and I don't have to talk to my friends all the time to be friends with them. You know what I mean? I felt like I gained friendship and brotherhood with you, E-40, and E-40, you know, and Kendrick as well. You know, Kendrick has, of course, now become Kendrick Lamar, the great famous Kendrick Lamar. And he when he came to Kansas City and played the arena, I went to the show, and he was saying, you know, on stage, he was like, man, I wouldn't know how to do this up here if it wasn't for two gentlemen that are in this room tonight. He said, the reason why I know about how to be professional on the stage and how to kill it, I watch these dudes perform every single night, and that's how I knew to do it. It was Tech N9ne and Chris motherfucking Calico. And he said that dude, I teared up looking at that boy pack out this dang Sprint Center Arena in Kansas City and know that he feels like that, because I saw him watching us every day. He watched that show every day, you know, to be able to
know how to
do his thing up there. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
we was all students of the game watching and seeing how everything, you know, was unfolding. And then we didn't all, at the end of the day, y'all was so smart with it, we didn't have no choice because we had to go out for that last song, you know, after Ariola's closeout song when we was all up here dancing and shit.
I'm a player.
I had to be up there for that, man. You understand me? I was like, hold on, I don't give a fuck what I'm doing. We had to go line dance to the show, man. It was hilarious. Glasses Malone.
Yeah, man.
Hey, all these gay-ass motherfuckers,
like
J-Rock.
It's not another tour. Like, I ain't never seen nothing else like that, man. Like, to where everybody comes out for this finale and dance at the end of the show. And, you know, people love that, man. People love seeing that. That's what created that following for Strange Music. Is that camaraderie and everything that, you know, I don't know, man. It was just this vibe, dude. It was a whole vibe. And I believe that that's what created that craze for everything that came out of that label. You know what I'm saying? So just an amazing experience.
That rock star shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's that real rock star shit. Even from when y'all, you know, when I first seen y'all, we used to have per diems and shit like that, you know, when you get like $35 or something like that to eat, or $40, you know, that's just regular tour shit. But when I watched y'all, how y'all used to have your whole bus stock with chips and cookies and whatever you put on the list and shit, and lunch, any type of lunch meat and all that, and bread, like, I was like, yo, that's how shit's supposed to be right there. That's like,
yeah.
Anytime you want a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, that shit's stocked up. Anytime you need a 7-Up, it's stocked up. Like, whatever's on the list. I mean, it's like you have to do that because you're doing so many shows. One thing you can't be is hungry. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you can't have your artists out there hungry, man. You got, that is the way to do that, man. Have bus stock and give them per diem if they want to go eat something else. But, you know, yeah, there's a lot of nights that peanut butter and jelly, there's a lot of unhealthy eating. Having chips and peanut butter and jelly and shit is also the most unhealthy. They used to complain because I was like, my last couple of years there, dude, I was like, no, my bus stock got to come from Whole Foods. I'm like, nah. I like, my shit got to cover me. I got to make a green smoothie. I need to make a green smoothie. I got to drink my apple cider vinegar. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
and they was
shit.
Like, it's weird how all the dudes was making fun of me, but then they all started doing it. You know what I'm saying? They was like, man, make me one of them smoothies, man, where the whole crew bus had me teaching them how to make the green smoothies I would make. Then it ended up being like, we all got a George Foreman grill. Everybody's getting a Ninja or the Nutra Bullet,
yeah.
And everybody's making
yeah.
their green smoothies. They was following me. I was instituting that. I introduced that to everybody, and of course they try to give me the diva moniker, but that wasn't it. We're getting into our 40s, and we're doing 200 shows a year, nigga. I need a green smoothie. And I was like, how's you going? How is she going to stay healthy out there? And even vitamins, man, I got into taking my supplements. And now whenever I talk to Tech, everything I was doing then, he's doing now. Like, his woman got him doing that. Well, now she got me drinking apple cider vinegar and putting cinnamon and honey in it and aloe vera juice. Like, I was already on it because I already knew I was starting to feel shitty.
Hey, over here looking like a weirdo and shit. Hey, looking like a weirdo and
yeah.
shit. Now you all ahead of the curve.
I knew I was, dude. I already knew I was. I even had a medical bag with me where I got thermometers. I got an oximeter to measure everybody's oxygen. When anything happened, they all came to me like, hey, man, I'm feeling like this, man. What do you think that is? I'm like, let me check your blood pressure right quick. So I was checking vitals. I was checking people's vitals on the bus, checking their blood pressure, checking their oxygen, checking their temperature. I'm like, nah, man, let's go to urgent care real quick, and I'll go with them to urgent care.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like I always been a big brother, man, to a lot of people, man, because I had already gone through stuff and I was already on a journey to keep my health right. And, you know, and it's always been, you know, I've always been a big dude, man. It was always been a difficult thing for me to lose weight, but it's weird because I don't eat crazy unhealthy. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, I have my times, of course, but, you know, I always been a big brother, you know, when anybody had troubles there, you know, breaking up fights or, you know, I'm the first one swinging or, you know, I was like a big brother slash counselor. You know, I always wanted to be an extension of management out there as well. And I was an artist, but I wanted to be an extension of management. Like, nah, we move like this. You know, saving people's jobs. Hey, man, don't do this. Don't move like that, man. We need to move like this. And, you know, you don't lose your job, bro. I know you like being on tour. And, you know, I know it's hard, but y'all would rather be out here. So don't do this, man.
Right.
And that, you know what I'm saying? You know, don't make sure y'all. We would buy boxes and boxes of condoms for everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
To make sure that cats went out. You know what's going to go on the road. So I'm like, let's make sure that everybody ain't out here clowning and having unexpected pregnancies or unexpected STDs that can happen because you and I, you know, everybody knows that, you know, women are very friendly to entertainers. And so let's be safe. You know what I'm saying? So from top to bottom, man, you know, there's a brotherhood that gets established out here. And like you said, it's just us. We are together. Even, you know, with me telling everybody, man, we out of town, out of bounds. That was my saying. I mean, you heard them say that in the media, but that was my saying. Like, out of town, out of bounds, man. We're not moving into these different neighborhoods. Just, you know what I'm saying? Like you're a rock star. If we in the hood, you got to move accordingly. You know what I'm saying? Let's not venture
which
too far
very,
off.
Which is very rarely, yeah, which is very rarely. You know, once you get to the venue and shit like that, you just, you don't know. Certain times you may venture off a couple miles, but after that, you taking a chance. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. So I was always, you know, trying to be, you know, I've always been a leader type of a person. So I was always, you know, trying to be express my leadership out there and be a big brother to a lot of them guys, man. And as well as when I get on that stage, I'm finna, you know, leave it all out there and really entertain everybody, even showing people, you know, how to entertain on that stage, including even when I was leaving Strange, showing the new dudes who were just coming in, hey, man, here's how with this crowd say these kind of things to them. And here's how you do this, you know, even on my departure, you know what I mean? That's just me. I'm proud that God made me that way. And it just continues to bless other people, which in turn just bless me, man. You know what I mean?
And the thing is to be able to, you know, to be on a label, you still got to capture that audience. You still got to figure out the Da Vinci Code, which is the technicians, you know what I'm saying, which is the juggalos, and see if you can snatch that fan base or find a new fan base. You know, it's all good to expand. It's always good to expand is what I'm saying. You know what
right.
I mean? So
right.
I see you expanding and doing your thing. I see you got a show coming up, I think, with Lil Jon. You got a show with Lil Jon coming up?
Yeah, I got a show with Lil Jon coming up on April the 28th, me and Lil Jon in Springfield, Missouri, man. I also have a Patreon account. I started Patreon because, let's be honest, man, you can't control the algorithm in any of those other, in any of the social media platforms. I appreciate them. I appreciate them being available platforms, but they control them. Where I wanted a system where I can control it. Where if I want to show long form content, short form content, behind the scenes stuff, included merch, just all sorts of things. I do a thing on there called Motivational Moments where it's got beautiful scenery and me doing these motivational talks. You know what I'm saying? All of these things are on my Patreon. And so the link is in all of my link trees on all of my platforms, or people can go to www.patreon.com/Chris Calico, and they can go to my Patreon and become a member. You know what I'm saying? So just thing after thing after thing, man, I got a lot of irons in the fire, and we work every day. That's the only other thing I will say about doing your own thing is that we work every day all day, where I could take time off when I was there. It's your thing. We work all day, every day, trying to figure it out, just me and my wife. Yeah. 24/7, man, you know?
Well, much success, man. I appreciate you. How can everybody reach you on your social media?
If you put KRIZZ in any search engine, any social media platform, I will pop up. KRIZZKALIKO, Chris Calico. It looks like Chris Calico is what people think it looks like, but it's actually Chris, like Christopher. Chris Calico, man, and that's in any search engine. Just put KRIZZ in, and I'm the one with the blue check.
Oh, boy. Well, I appreciate you, brother. Appreciate you coming on the show, man. It's dope to have a dope conversation. I forgot to ask, when did you start singing? Did you start singing when you was a kid, like in church or something?
Yeah, my whole life, dude. I first performed it in the fourth grade. I performed Lionel Richie, Hello, Is It Me? When I was in the fourth grade. And can you imagine this fourth grader? Back then, I had a Jerry curl. Back then, you talking about grader with some breaking pants on because the movie Breaking was out then. So I had parachute pants on, Jerry curl, and I can see it in your eyes. You know what I'm saying? I performed in the fourth grade, man, at my school. And actually, weirdly enough, my 9-year-old goes to that same school right now, and he's doing the same stuff. He performs and all of that too, man. So I started back then, and then my mother was the choir director at church. And so I was in the choir, and she taught me how to sing. And then I did gospel theater, like Tyler Perry type theater. And then I got with my man DJ Icy Rock, who taught me how to count bars. I always rapped. I rapped like, you know, because everybody was trying to you know, we called it in Kansas City, we called it cracking on you. You know what I mean? People was trying to crack on me, you know, Jones and all you. And so I learned to do it in rap form and talk about them. Now it's battle rap, you know what I'm saying, is what it is. I did it back then just keeping the people off of my head, you know what I mean? And so I always rap. DJ Icy Rock, who started with Tech, taught me how to count bars and then merged me with Tech in 99, 2000. I got with them all the way from 2000 to 2021. And then it's been Ear House for the last 2 years, man. So
That's crazy how you remember the homie that taught you how to count bars, because 40 taught me how to count bars. I'll be like, that's the learning how to count bars. That's like the Da Vinci Code. Once you figure that out, shit, you know, you could do 8s, you could do 16s, you could do 12s. You can figure out how to make money with this shit. Like that's learning how to count bars. That's how you monetize. That's how you monetize. Exactly. You're right.
Everything in the world is numbers. Yeah, everything is numbers, and everything is math, and music is math. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So once you say, like you said, the Da Vinci Code, once you realize that everything is mathematics and you learn how to do your mathematics within that music, man, you can do anything, man. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, dude, I'm continuing on. It's still a beautiful journey. And just check me out. Anybody that's listening, just check me out, man. KRIZZ, search engine, any social media platform. Google me, man.
Send the family my love and respect, brother. And you're welcome to bring anytime I got a show, man. Bring, you know what I'm saying, bring me the new tunes and shit. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. I'm going to try to be more consistent. Like, I usually do my podcast. I know you was talking about doing one, but I usually try to do it until I get burnt out, and then I take a break, and then I start back up. So what I'm going to do is try to make it just like how we did. You know, we did 2 hours today. I think I'm comfortable doing 2 hours, especially with folks that, you know, like yourself, that I've been, you know, been rocking with for quite some time, and I know we can get good information that the people can use and shit like that. So, but I'm going to, you know, fun. It's fun right now, and I'm pretty sure when you get off into it, like T-Pain, I seen T-Pain, he having hella fun doing his.
Yeah, I did his podcast.
I saw that one.
Yeah, that was a good episode, man. We T-Pain just likes to have me around so he can laugh. We cracking jokes and just laughing the whole time, man. We always have a really good time, man. And that's kind of what I do with everybody, no matter who it's been over the years, 50 Cent to whoever, Snoop, E-40, yourself, Kendrick, J-Rock. It's just always a good time. Somebody told me years ago, it's not always just about the business. Sometimes it's about the hang. Sometimes it's about just hanging out, getting to know each other, man. And that actually has a humongous impact. And we end up never forgetting that. When I see Wayne, he going to remember me because we wasn't talking about music. We was talking about everything but that. When I see 40, it's all love. You know what I'm saying? I see you. When I see 50 Cent, it's all love. Matter of fact, Tech said,
last
time he bumped into 50.
Good. I'm saying when we was in Seattle and we rode to that fish spot, to that seafood spot, I remember we was all in the van and shit, and cracking jokes and shit. That shit was hella fun.
Yeah, man. It's like, that's what it's all about, man. That's what made it to where it didn't feel like work. You know what I mean? Besides the fans, most of it is traveling. You know what I mean? So it didn't feel like work when we were doing that, man. And I appreciate that camaraderie as well, brother.
Hell yeah. Much love, man. We got 1 minute left in the show. Shout out to Birdo. Shout out to G. Hold up. Let me try to bring y'all in before and Mad Stick. Shout out to Mad Stick. Shout out to Birdo. We got 1 minute, man. Appreciate everybody that's on the show. Appreciate Chris Calico, Mad Sticks for the mix. GB, you there, boy, or you sleep?
No, I'm still woke, man.
Because I know you in New York. y'all 3 hours ahead. Calico, what time it is where you at?
Man,
it's 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock.
11 o'clock, see? Okay, see, that's what I'm saying. It's 11 o'clock. You know, we OGs, man, so, you know, it's 9 o'clock here, man. So,
hey
I'm going to let y'all go ahead.
Man, But when it comes to the man, too, it's been this great show, Big Old Meezy and us, man, fam, man, it's all great, man, it's all love. I'm up with this thing.
Absolutely,
next week,
man, Birdo, next week. Yes, sir, next week, we back at it, man. Real Spill Show.
We ready.
Hello.
Real Spill.
One love.
All day.
All right, hey.
Fellas.